Dreamscape presents How to Survive the Titanic by Francis Wilson. Copyright 2011 by Francis Wilson. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with HarperCollins Publishers. Read by Robin Sachs. J. Bruce Ismay was managing director and chairman of the White Star Line, the company that built the Titanic. When the ship struck an iceberg on her maiden voyage, Ismay, who was on board, jumped into one of the last lifeboats to leave. He subsequently became, according to a headline, the most talked-of man in all the world. These are some of the things that were said about him. Mr. Ismay's place as a man and as the responsible director of the White Star Line was on the planks of the imperiled ship. He esteemed his life higher than honor and duty, and as long as this life, which he was so anxious to save, lasts, he will bear on his forehead the mark of Cain, the mark of the contempt of all men of honor. Frankfurter Zeitung. Mr. Ismay cares for nobody but himself. He cares only for his own body, for his own stomach, for his own pride and profit. New York American. The humblest emigrant in steerage had more moral right to a seat in the lifeboat than you. John Bull. By the supreme artistry of chance, it fell to the lot of that tragic and unhappy gentleman.